Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we examine happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, first batch of Jamaica House Fellowship awardees unveiled, MOU signed for creation of government complex, and Jamaica to step up use of public-private partnerships. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The government has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the North American arm of Chinese engineering company, China State Engineering and Construction, for the creation of plans for a government campus. Speaking at the ceremony for the signing of the MOU last Thursday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the planned campus will house several ministries, a new House of Parliament, and possibly a national museum. It will be constructed at the National Heroes Park. The project is being executed in collaboration with the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, which will participate in the architectural design of the complex. The Prime Minister says in the initial phase, the MOU will see the development of technical plans and model drawings of the buildings over the next 12 months. The project, he added, is expected to become a catalyst for the regeneration and revitalization of downtown Kingston.
The vision is to build buildings that represent the future of Jamaica, buildings that shows the aspirations of the Jamaican people, structures that when we look at them, we can say we are leaving legacies for future generations.
The first batch of Jamaica House Fellowship awardees have been unveiled. The 8 awardees, 6 men and 2 women, were presented at a launch ceremony at the office of the Prime Minister on Wednesday. The 2-year program will see the fellows placed in priority ministries, departments and agencies based on government priorities, skill sets, experience and areas of interest. The goal is to create a crop of young leaders who have a first-hand understanding of governance issues and who can later join the public sector. Speaking at the launch, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said among its various objectives, the Jamaica House Fellowship Initiative is being used to raise the profile of the public sector.
This is just one idea in a series of things that we're going to do to ensure that the Jamaican state is seen in the best light, to create a society of merit. The Jamaican state has to become a meritocracy. So the man who plays by the rules is the man who will be rewarded.
The Prime Minister adds that the Jamaica House Fellowship is to become a yearly initiative and encouraged unsuccessful applicants to reapply. The government will, over the next 3 years, make greater use of public-private partnerships, PPPs, for the construction and establishment of well-needed infrastructure. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the Development Bank of Jamaica is being positioned as the main driver of this effort. The transport and water sectors are tapped for immediate implementation of PPPs.
This is with the aim of expanding and improving several of the major infrastructure areas. For example, Norman Manley International Airport, currently advertised on the market. School solar projects, National Water Commission, Northern Parishes Water Supply Project, wastewater treatment at Soapbury, additional highway expansion, and of course commercial real estate are all areas that we're examining.
Meanwhile, Dr. Chang also outlined that the redevelopment of the Kingston Container Terminal is being positioned as a catalyst for urban renewal in the corporate area. Shipping and international trade, he says, is perhaps the most vital component of economic development in small island states such as Jamaica, due to the absence of major manufacturing operations for consumer items such as motor vehicles. Dr. Chang says boosting efficiency at the port will have the spillover effect of stimulating commercial activity, job creation, and overall economic growth.
Urban renewal is crucial, expansion of job opportunities, but to do so, I think it is the government's commitment and understanding we have to develop Kingston Port. We have to look at international trade as a basis for sustainable, strong growth and to bring improvement to the quality of life and ensure the expanding income for our people.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.